Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. For as long as there have been magazines, television, and sports, there have been professional athletes appearing in commercials and advertisements, endorsing products.
Who can forget Aaron Rodgers' State Farm commercials, or the classic Burt Jones commercial for Miller Lite, or Junior Spivey's Dairy Queen ads? Well, most of them anyway. A player's advertising work can do a lot of things for that player's image. And for many Wisconsin athletes and some national ones, the route to those endorsements starts in Milwaukee's Third Ward. Writer Doug Russell profiles marketing agent Brian Lamme in the current issue of Milwaukee Magazine, and he joins us in the studio to share more. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back. Thanks, Mitch.
So what is the difference between an agent like the kind we're used to hearing about, the Drew Rosenhaus and Scott Boras types, and a marketing agent like Brian Lamme?
The biggest difference is the scope of the deals in which the player agents, the Drew Rosenhauses, the Scott Boras of the world, the scope of the contracts that they deal with, it's with one team. It is the big money contract. Say it's for an Aaron Rodgers or an Alex Rodriguez in baseball. Scott Boras is one of his biggest clients, or Giancarlo Stanton, one of certainly who broke the bank this past year. You know, that's a $300 million contract. You can get a big chunk out of just a small percentage with that contract. But beyond that, players want to maximize their earning capabilities even while they're playing, and that's where the marketing agent comes in. A marketing agent typically takes about 10% more than a player agent does. It's usually about 3% for a player agent, can be between 15 and 20% for a marketing agent. It's just a smaller piece of the pie, but they can also, instead of just one team, they can fan that player out to Nike or a radio station or a television station or a newspaper if they want an exclusive column, things like that. That's the biggest difference.
And a lot of this has to go into the player crafting his image.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing that's so critical for a marketing agent. They can help craft what a player means to a community. Donald Driver, Brian Lamme's, top client, or his first big client, is a prime example of that. I mean, here was somebody who had an incredible story to tell, how he grew up in one of the worst parts of Houston, a terrible area of town called the Bloody Nickel, the Fifth Ward of Houston. And it's called that because there are murders there every week, several murders there every week. And if you can get out of that and come out smelling like Donald Driver does, somebody who's got this megawatt smile and somebody that everybody just wants to be a part of, that's where Brian Lamme comes in and helps craft that image through the marketing deals that he's able to have with, the Time Warner Cables, the McDonald's of the world, and then ultimately, Dancing with the Stars, I guess, was his biggest platform.
He's given Donald Driver and his others the metaphorical megaphone.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing that you can't necessarily get from a player agent. You can get that from a marketing agent who knows the local markets as well as crafts those national relationships to build off of a player's, not what they do on the field, but their image off the field as well. Yes, this is someone that you do want backing your company. This is someone who you do want on your television show because they have that X factor that brings people in and makes them want to either buy the product or watch the television show.
It sounds like from what you write that Brian Lamme was the case of somebody who really just a lot of persistence was what got his foot in the door in this business.
In a sense, yes. I mean, it's a very difficult business to get into, number one. And when he was starting out, he didn't know exactly what he wanted to do. He thought he wanted to be a gym teacher and a basketball coach at one point. And then his mom had come across this, well, if you want to go into sports marketing, University of Wisconsin La Crosse has this marketing program. And then he went into that, ultimately parlayed that into, some schooling at UWM and got an internship in their athletic department after bugging Bud Haiti, the former athletic director. I'll do anything for you. I'll sweep the floor. I'll work for free. Just whatever. I just want to get into it. And finally, Bud allowed Brian to come in and got to know Sandy Botham, whose brother-in-law was Joe Sweeney. Joe Sweeney was Brett Favre's marketing agent at the time, and that relationship grew between Brian and Joe Sweeney, and then Brian went off on his own.
Well, and at the time he went off on his own, he had one client. How important was Brad Johnson in this equation?
He was very important because Brad Johnson was just one of those guys that was a backup quarterback for a long time, then got a starting nod for a while, then ultimately became a Super Bowl winning quarterback late in his career. He wasn't a superstar or anything like that, but he was really the first guy that believed in Brian Lammy. They grew a close bond. And at the Pro Bowl, that's where Brad Johnson, who was playing for the, I think it was the Vikings at the time, then ultimately moved on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after a short stint with Washington. You know, you can use one guy as a way to pitch other guys. And that's what Brad Johnson was able to do for Brian Lammy, Brad Johnson pitching Brian's services to Donald Driver, and then ultimately it snowballed.
Well, and so how does Donald Driver describe why he was willing to place so much faith in Brian?
It was a process, but he was talked up by Brad Johnson, the quarterback, Brian's first client. And at the time, Donald didn't really have any marketing deals. But he knew he had a story to tell. He knew that if given the chance, this was, you know, something, you know, his story of emerging from the quote-unquote bloody nickel in Houston and being a late-round draft pick, a seventh-round draft pick for the Packers. But he also wanted to affect change in a positive way. He just didn't have that, as you call that, that megaphone, that mouthpiece to do that. And that's what Brian provided for him.
Well, so what do other people in the industry say about why Brian has the sort of success that he has? What is it about him? I mean, is he an uncommon example? How does he treat people?
He treats people very well. And that's the one thing that if you talk to any of his clients, they will say that they believe in Brian Lammy because of the interpersonal connection that he has with them. It's a very hands-on industry. You don't want to have, if you're an agent, any other agents, even if they're in your own business, touching your guys, because most agencies are very small. They only have a couple of people in it. They may have satellite offices like CAA, an industry leader. They have offices all over the world, but they only have a small number of agents in each branch office. And you want that personal connection, that touch, and you want to see your agent face to face. And when you get that connection and you feel like this person is behind me, that's what makes any agent, including Brian Lammy, successful. And that's what all of his clients say.
Who are some of the other athletes that have since signed on? If Brad Johnson was the first, Donald Driver was second, there are lots more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can go through the locker room right now in Green Bay. Clay Matthews, Jordy Nelson, just to name a couple of current Green Bay Packers. Jonathan Lucroy has been Brian Lammy agent. Ryan Braun had been a non-exclusive Brian Lammy agent for some marketing deals here in Milwaukee. CAA is Ryan Braun's national agent, but here in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin, Brian took care of a number of things for him. You can, again, go through the locker room and say, Lammy guy, Lammy guy, that's a Lammy guy, that's a Lammy guy. And, you know, he becomes that go-to guy to make all of these deals happen.
You're right that he does have some thoughts about an office in a warmer place. Would you imagine that this is still early in the game for Brian Lammy in this business?
I think it is. I mean, he's only 41 years old. You know, I know that Joe Sweeney, and I write this in the article, says that it's a young man's game. Well, Brian doesn't necessarily look like a 41-year-old guy. He keeps himself in pretty good shape. He talks about the warm weather because his wife is actually from Arizona. Not originally, but that's where they met when she was in Arizona. They're not necessarily fans of the weather that we're experiencing right now. I can't say that I am either. I can imagine many of your listeners are probably saying the same thing. So maybe it makes sense to maybe branch out a little bit, but I think it's still probably a little bit early in the game for Brian to do that.
Well, Doug Russell, I know you are not long off the plane from Hawaii as you come in to talk to us. Thank you so much for getting over your jet lag and braving the cold and sharing the story.
My pleasure, Mitch. Thanks so much for having me.
Doug Russell's article on marketing agent Brian Lammy is in the February issue of Milwaukee Magazine. Doug's also a Milwaukee radio colleague doing sports work across town at WTMJ.